Country Pop FM. Call the order for today's almanac, Thursday, August 10th. Double digits for August already. Room 222, as far as the number of days in, 222 in, 143 remaining. Those numbers continue to get further and further apart.
Yeah.
We're 2 weeks away from the state fair. If you realize that.
Oh, my God.
Are we going to be announcing our the Bob FM stage?
Yes.
Acts, talent that'll be gracing the Bob FM live music stage?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. That's tomorrow. Noah from the Plot Hounds is coming in. He's going to be on one of the days, and we're going to, you and I and him will run down all 12 performers.
Missouri became the 24th state on this date, 1821. Welcome to the party, Missouri. 1921, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was stricken with polio. This is the date that he was diagnosed, and he had polio and, of course, battled it the rest of his life as president. You know, he was always either supported or he was sitting down.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'd address the nation, but he'd be supported. He'd be up on supports, holding himself up.
I don't know of another president that was in a wheelchair like that.
JFK had some pretty bad back issues.
Yeah.
And had trouble getting around. 1921. 1944 on this date. It was World War II.
You're going to Guam.
Guam, sir! There's nothing going on in Guam. Why Guam?
Well, there was something going on in Guam, 1944, and Guam is in the news now.
Yes, it is, very much so.
Talking about Guam, but Guam, U.S. forces defeated the remaining Japanese resistance on Guam. We took Guam on this date.
It was a bloody battle.
1944, 1954 in Memphis, Tennessee, Elvis Presley appeared in public. They say it was one of his first professional appearances. Ooh. There are no pictures of him, I don't think, on stage. There's some backstage photos of him at Overton Park. There's a band shell at Overton Park in Memphis, Tennessee. And a very early appearance for Elvis, 1954. The $2 bill was discontinued on this date. Just never caught on. It was discontinued in 1966. They brought it back.
Yeah.
There are still a few out in circulation every now and then I'll be somewhere and I'll look into the till. And there's a $2 bill there.
Yep.
And I've got a couple packed away just to have one. So you've got them because they're kind of weird. Who's on the $2 bills? Is it Thomas Jefferson?
I think it is. Isn't it?
Look it up.
I'll look it up. I'll do some fact checking.
Do some typing. So that was 1966. 1969, another murder. Helter Skelter murders. Charles Manson family. Murdering Leno and Rosemary LaBianca at their L.A. home.
Just ridiculous.
And that was just one day after the Sharon Tate and the Folgers murder the day before. Unbelievable. 1969. 1970, Doors frontman Jim Morrison entered court to face charges of allegedly exposing himself to an audience in Miami. There were a lot of witnesses there that said he did it. I mean, at what point in time are you performing and you're singing, hey, this is our song, you know, Light My Fire. Oh, here, take a look at this.
Yeah, right.
I mean, yeah. What point in time is that a good idea?
It's not.
Is that across? That was 1970 here this date. Back in 72, Paul and Linda McCartney were arrested for drug possession. That was in Sweden.
Yes.
1972. 1977, this was huge in the news.
Police transported David Berkowitz from headquarters to Brooklyn Central Booking. After my sources say he confessed to being the 44 killer. After he told them he was a killing machine, ordered by a voice speaking through a neighbor's dog to carry out his bloody outrages against young pretty women.
He was the son of Sam, postal worker.
Whacked out.
He was convicted, I think it was eight murders. That they could prove. David Berkowitz arrested on this date, 1977. And again, his neighbor's dog talking to him.
Yeah, there's a problem there.
So that was in 77, 85. I remember this being a big, big deal when Michael Jackson bought the rights to all the Beatles songs.
Yes.
ATV Music, the Northern Songs catalog of the Beatles.
Yep, I remember that.
$47.5 million, 1985. And then he also wanted to buy the bones of the Elephant Man. And then they put he'd put the Beatles songs and the Elephant Man right next to each other.
Yeah.
In his little display case.
Yep. Now there. That's yeah. Well, he did some weird things.
Hey, eccentric is a term I would use. And then he did some bad things too.
Yep.
Did some bad things or alleged bad things. 1988, President Ronald Reagan signed a measure providing $20,000 payments to Japanese Americans interred during World War II. They got $20,000 payments, 1988. We learned from some mistakes there.
Yes, we did.
1995, Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleiss. She had a big old black book.
Yes, she
did. She had some customers, some well-known customers, too,
yes.
Who wouldn't want their names to be known. I'm sure when this whole thing came out, there were some people pretty nervous. Charlie Sheen didn't care.
No, he was fine.
He didn't care. I mean, he probably put it out on a billboard. Yeah, I was there. But Heidi Fleiss convicted of conspiracy, tax evasion, and money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with the whole prostitution thing.
No.
And running the old madam service, but conspiracy, tax evasion, and money laundering. 1995, Timothy McVeigh, Terry Nichols, charged in the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. That was on this date, 1995. Also in 95 in baseball in L.A.
Well, they gave away autographed balls tonight, and now they're showering into right field. Now they're telling the players.
Yeah, it wasn't a pretty scene at Los Angeles Dodgers Stadium. Chavez Ravine, the Dodgers actually had to forfeit a game against the Cardinals because it was baseball day and fans threw him out onto the field. They weren't happy about a couple of calls.
Yeah.
And they
and
threw
that's
him
how
out
they
on
decided
the field.
To voice their displeasure. And it cost their team the game.
The crowd was warned twice. Manager Tommy Lasorda came out.
Yes.
He did kind of the Tom Kelly thing, like when Chuck Knoblauch came back here and they were throwing hot dogs and batteries at him. And it didn't work, though. The crowd was warned. They kept throwing the balls. Game over. Cardinals beat the Dodgers via 4-5. And in 2008, we lost Isaac Hayes.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be right.
Isaac Hayes doing By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Huh. Well, I didn't know he did anything other than Shaft.
Right.
I left him hanging on the door.
You a bad man.
It's a little tender, a little more tender than Shaft, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
She'll laugh.
The Jimmy Webb song, of course, made famous by Glenn Campbell, but others did it. In fact, the Isaac Hayes, the full version of that song is 18 minutes and 39 seconds.
Oh,
he stretched
boy.
Out. He stretched out. I mean, you can almost get here from here to Phoenix in
yes.
that time.
Yes.
He stretched that song out to almost 19 minutes. But Isaac Hayes, Shaft, theme from Shaft. And of course, he played and was the voice of Chef on the South Park cartoons, too. So he was introduced to a whole new generation.
Right.
Even after the 70s and the whole Shaft thing. And he was only 65 when he passed away on this date, 2008. Let's move on to some birthdays now today. Happy birthday. Rhonda Fleming is 94. Rhonda Fleming, gunfight at the OK Corral.
Mm-hmm.
She was in some old movies. Still alive, though. 94. Singer Ronnie Spector is having a birthday today. There she is singing with Eddie Money.
Just like Ronnie said, I said, just like what it said.
Of course, she was the lead singer of the Ronettes. She was married to Ron Spector.
Sure.
She is Ronnie Spector, 74 today. It's funny, she talks about Be My Baby. That's the line in that song. That was the big Ronette song.
Oh, yeah,
be
that's
my,
right.
Be my little baby. She's 74 today. Another artist. This guy could play the flute. He's a singer. And they can bungle in the jungle.
Huge song when I was in high school.
Aqualung, Living in the Past. A good one. Locomotive Breath.
Locomotive Breath.
From Jethro Tull.
Yep.
What do you do? What does one do when they're bungling in the jungle? Now, to me, bungle means to make mistakes.
Yeah.
You're bungling. You're a bungling idiot. The Cincinnati Bungles.
It's when Tarzan would swing on that vine, and then he'd miss the limb and crash to the ground. That's bungling in the jungle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What would happen when Tarzan would break an ankle? Would then Cheetah take over his duties as a...
Our boy. Our he was a quick healer, though.
He was a quick healer. Yeah. He knew how to make a splint.
Yes, he did.
That's one thing. And they never show that in the movies. They never show Tarzan making a splint or grabbing some leeches. So, happy birthday, Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull. He's 70 today. Guitarist, does some vocal work. He'll play the mandolin as well for Diamond Rio. Gene Johnson.
Oh, sure.
Of Diamond Rio.
I think he's the one who has the Bob t-shirt.
He's the woodworker.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't he slice up his finger or something at one point in time early in the Diamond Rio history? And he's the big woodworker. He is 68. It's kind of interesting. I was reading about the history of Diamond Rio. You know, Shenandoah also considered the name Diamond Rio for their name.
Serious? Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was some kind of a trucking company or something, and there were connections between the two bands, and Marty Raeburn turned that down as the name of their band.
So the other Marty, Marty Rowe.
Right, Marty Rowe.
Took the name with Diamond Rio.
Yeah, and Ty Herndon at one point was a part of an early version of Diamond Rio before they had Diamond Rio as their name.
I didn't know
one
that.
One of the early early configurations.
Things, the things we're learning. That's
it's amazing.
Cool.
I like to throw that kind of stuff out there. I didn't know that until today, until I started reading about Diamond Rio. 68 today for Gene Johnson from Diamond Rio.
They're coming to Raleigh's, by the way, in September.
Thank you.
Diamond Rio.
When you find another heart that needs to share, baby, come to me. Let me put my arms around you. Patty Austin is singing here for us.
Very smooth.
And she is 67. Of course, James Ingram also joins her on that song. 67, happy birthday. Rosanna Arquette, Pulp Fiction, Draft Day, and of course, Desperately Seeking Susan with Madonna. Rosanna, the lovely Rosanna Arquette, is 58 today. You had a crush on her, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely.
She is 58. Antonio Banderas is 57.
Well, that's the way they are dancing in Madrid these days. Excuse me, Don Rafael. I need to catch my breath. Your daughter is a very spirited dancer.
Very spirited.
Spirited. Thank you for putting it so delicately.
Yeah, well, those weren't the words her father.
Right.
Thinking about
one of the great movies that he was in, right?
The Mask
there.
Of Zorro,
both of them,
and the
were
other
excellent.
Zorros, yeah. The Legend of Zorro is the other one, right? Yeah.
Two excellent movies.
And he's Puss in Boots, he's the cat from the Shrek movies. He's a Latin lover. Is there any other way to put it?
No,
Antonio Banderas is 57. She wrote the Hunger Games trilogy. If you got into that whole thing. I just waited for the movies. My wife read the books. I just waited for the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Collins, 55. Riddick Bowe is 50. Former heavyweight boxing champion. One of the guys to beat Tyson. He's 50. Michael Bivins, Belle Biv DeVoe, and New Edition. You better cool it now, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Bivins is 49. Justin Theroux, 46. Actor, screenwriter. He's the current love interest, I believe, of Jennifer Aniston, unless they've broken it off. But he's with Jennifer Aniston right now. He's worked on Iron Man 2, Tropic Thunder, 46 today. Angie Harmon, lovely actress, was on Baywatch, 45 today. And Mama June, who's lost like 200 pounds or whatever from the Honey Boo Boo show.
Oh,
you know, that train wreck of a show and, you know, just following him around and the cute little girl.
I accidentally caught about a minute and a half of it one time.
She had the lap band or whatever it was, the gastric sleeve.
Yeah.
She had the gastric sleeve. Doesn't that sound like a wrestling move?
It does. That's a submission hold.
That's a new submission hold. I'm going to give you the gastric sleeve.
There is no escaping.
There is no escaping.
The gastric sleeve.
The gastric sleeve. Reality TV personality Mama June Shannon. She's 38. She had a lot of skin to get rid of.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Gone but not forgotten. Our former president on the list today is Herbert Hoover. He was what number? Anybody say 31? If you said 31, you're pretty smart. And he was the first to have a telephone on his desk as he was a president during the 1920s.
Yeah, he was there during the crash.
Sure, yeah.
Late in the early days of the Depression, that was him.
1874 on this day for Herbert.
People were living in Hoovervilles.
Yes, they were.
That's what the little shanty towns were.
Yes, that's right. Film executive Sam Warner. He was co-founder of the Warner Brothers Pictures, and he was the one who pushed the studio to incorporate technology that allowed for synchronized sound with moving pictures. Innovative. Very much so for Sam Warner, he could spot a good thing right there.
I just wanted to do it before anybody else did, because there were other people, I'm sure, working on
it. I'm sure there were. 1887, he was the guy. Yeah, if you're familiar with The Wizard of Oz, Jack Haley Sr., he was the Tin Man.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart.
Now, it's assumed, and everybody has pretty much understood that, you know, he didn't have a heart, but if you listen to the rock group America, the pop band America,
yeah,
you know, Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. He apparently already had a heart.
Yeah,
or a clock that looked like the heart.
Right. He just needed
to one of those two things.
He needed to have it pointed out to him. Of course, he was not the original Tin Man. We all know that story. Buddy Ebsen.
Yes.
Was, but the
silver makeup and
paint that they used to dolly him up to look like the Tin Man almost killed Buddy Ebsen. So he was allergic to it, had a bad allergic reaction. So opened the door for Jack Haley Sr. to play that iconic role in The Wizard of Oz. He was born on this day, 1898. Guitar maker Leo Fender. He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Got guitars named after him. Leo Fender, born on this day, 1909. Actor Noah Beery Jr. He was in Walking Tall and many other movies. He was born on this day, 1913. Grammy Award-winning singer Jimmy Dean.
At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John.
That's the alternative ending.
Big Bad John.
Yeah, the one we play is... Lies Big one hell John. Of a man.
Right, right.
And that's the one.
That's the cleaned up
They
version.
Recorded a different version for stations that didn't want to have that word in the lyrics.
Correct.
And that's the one I prefer. I think that one's more lyrical. I think that one's more poetic.
Yeah.
At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Yeah.
I mean, the big, and then, yeah, Big John. I mean, he's a big, big
he
man.
Was big, yeah, he's big
I John. Personally, I like those lyrics better than the original one. And I always have, and I always will.
I can't say I disagree
with you. I just think it's more poetic.
Jimmy Dean, he was also made a mean breakfast sausage, both
Ooh,
patties
yeah.
or links. I prefer
patties.
I love
patties. His D-Lights breakfast
are
sandwiches
too.
Are delicious.
And
Get the sausage.
And now the breakfast bowls.
Oh, they got the bowls.
Those are good,
Mix
too.
Mix them up.
Jimmy Dean was born on this day, 1928. Singer and actor Eddie Fisher, remember him?
Oh, my papa, to me he was so wonderful.
Oh, were there any Hollywood starlets that he was not, you know, going out with or associated with?
Guy had a...
Debbie Reynolds,
guy had a nice string of... Of a lovely lady.
Let's just say he had high standards.
Yes. And he's a fine singer, actor. He was in All About Eve, Butterfield 8. And he's the father of actress Carrie Fisher.
True.
The late Carrie. Now, Eddie Fisher, born on this date, same as Jimmy Dean, same year, 1928. Tom Laughlin, he was Billy Jack. If you remember the Billy Jack movies, as I do, he was born on this day, 1931. And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, he was one of the Righteous Brothers.
Sing a song.
That's the voice of Bobby Hatfield. Good stuff.
Rock and roll heaven. That's the rock and roll version of Tex Ritter's Hillbilly Heaven.
Yes, sir. Rock and roll Hall of Famer Bobby Hatfield right there. He was born on this day, 1940. And one more, Academy Award-winning singer and songwriter Jimmy Griffin was born on this day, 1943, in the rock group with David Gates, Bread, you may recall. And then he was also in a couple of country groups, one of them very short-lived called Black Tie. But the other one, the Remingtons, they had a couple of hit songs, a couple of top 20s.
Your Two Time and Me.
Yeah, that, and a long time ago, I think, was the other one. I think that was about early 90s,
yep.
Perhaps. Jimmy Griffin, he won an Academy or an Oscar for original song for the tune For All We Know.
That was a Carpenter song.
The Lovers and Other Strangers movies. Jimmy Griffin was born on this day in 1943, and they're all gone. but not forgotten.
Did you get the $2 bill thing?
Jefferson. It you are Jefferson. Correct, sir. Okay, Thomas Jefferson right here.
And do you know who the sponsor is of the Almanac?
I happen to know that as well. That is Kurt Weers, your United Country Realty. They're over in Annandale. And, Kurt, we appreciate you sponsoring our Bob Almanac. Thank you very much, sir.
All right,
do some business with Kurt.
Bobathon coming up. Right now, Patti Loveless, Bob FM. There's a man.